This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Jay Kirshner is here with me celebrating November the 9th. Lots of people talking about tropical storm. We'll have John Harper with us from our affiliate WMEL down on the Space Coast to talk about Tropical Storm Nicole as it approaches and creates a problem. There are lots of problems to discuss today. That's just one of the many problems. But let's start with some good news, shall we, Jay?
I love it.
There's a lady who loves. Have you seen that show on Fox called The Cleaner? There's a lady.
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's. I haven't watched it much, but I've a couple of times. It was just intriguing, the concept of it, frankly. It's like another, this probably belongs in the farm, food, and family hour or portion of the program. There's a new restaurant. This goes hand in hand with talking about what's going on in Florida. There's the company Restaurant Brands International owns Burger King, Popeyes, and Firehouse Subs. So they have now created a new restaurant in downtown Miami that has all three of those conceptual food, fast food chains in the same building, in the same restaurant. So they would be considered, normally, you'd consider them competitors even though they belong to the same company, but there's a Burger King, you can order Burger King, you can order Popeyes, you can order a sub, all in the same restaurant. I've not seen that.
Well, that's great.
Sometimes you see
it in something for everybody.
Yeah. I actually, the Firehouse guys, I got to know, and I'm trying to remember how I did. They're from Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. And that may be how I got to know them. But they really are, they're firemen. And they decided to open a sandwich. You know how we were talking, I think, yesterday about all the firemen who were opening up bars? There's always a bar that seems to belong to a fireman. So now these guys who created the Firehouse Subs, they're really quite different and quite good, at least the ones I've experienced. But I've only gotten them in Ohio. I don't know where they are. I know they're elsewhere, but I've only stopped and seen and eaten there in a couple of them, and they were both in Ohio. Anyway, so this is an interesting concept. You wonder whether it'll take off or not. Interesting idea.
I think it will, because there's a lot of other businesses that are already doing this, especially food trucks, where they're having brick and mortars, but it's not just one brick and mortar for the specific food truck company. It's like a lot of them, and it's almost like this really kind of an escalated cafeteria style, but it's the product of that would be on the food truck in these shops, and they're all just right there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, I thought that was an interesting piece of news. Also, in the good news department, the food price index is virtually unchanged in the past 30 days. So there's a sign for those of you who are looking for a sign about whether the seriousness of this particular recession, if you want to call it that, the fact that the price index has averaged out. Now, do you thank the people in the Fed because of the interest rates, borrowing money? I've been borrowing. I had to borrow some money for a mortgage, and the interest rate is nuts. You hope you make it open ended so that you can change it when you want. But the fact that the food price index is the same as it was in September for last month is a good sign. It doesn't mean there's going to be a lot of food available. We were talking earlier about turkeys and things for Thanksgiving. You may have to have a chicken instead of a turkey for a lot of different reasons. And one of the reasons the prices are so high is that the avian flu has wiped out a whole lot of turkeys. All right, let's go back to the story about cleaning, all right? This woman that we've found loves cleaning so much, she gave up her job and is now traveling the world scrubbing homes and not charging people. helping women who need a hand. Wow, this is very cool. This woman was a service manager. Yeah.
She said her dream... likes to travel. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah. Her dream was to clean free all over the world, help people while doing something I love. She's 29 years old, become a bit of a social media sensation, as you can imagine. Anybody who says they love cleaning maybe has a screw or two loose, I think. That might be...
Oh, she says that's her habit. She wanted to travel the world. She absolutely loves cleaning, and she's garnered quite a following on social media, specifically TikTok, because she also shares these tips and tricks for cleaning. And she won't just go clean anybody's home. It has to be somebody who truly, truly needs it. And where her cleaning their home can actually better their life. It's not just cleaning their home and then they don't have to do it. It can actually do so much more.
But she found a sponsor for this.
Yeah.
Scrub Daddy is now paying her to do this.
Doing this. Exactly. Yeah.
Got 7.8 million fans on TikTok. Is putting the videos up there, sharing those cleaning tips that you were talking about. So good, good for her. Good, 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 good. All right, we're waking up this morning to sort of an undecided battle, at least when it comes to control in the Senate. All of this campaigning and the midterm elections being over, results. Looks like the Republicans needed to gain one seat to claim a majority. But as of now, I don't see there's a runoff apparently going to happen in Georgia. That is where Warnock and what's his face? Heisman Trophy. Why do I blank on him? His what's the name of the guy, the Heisman Trophy winner who's running against
Warnock?
Walker, that's it. When I get annoyed, have you noticed that about me? When I get annoyed with people or I kind of discount them, I put their names and everything out of my mind.
Your brain wants them out.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Fetterman appears to have won in Pennsylvania. I don't think that's good, but I don't think either of the candidates were that good. In Ohio, let's see what happened. Let me look at the results here. J.D. Vance, who is the Republican, beat Tim Ryan. It was fairly substantial, 53-47%. In North Carolina, Ted Budd beat Sherry Beasley by 4 points. Ron Johnson leads the Democrat in Wisconsin by about a point. So I think some of these things. What's going on with Mark Kelly in Arizona? That was a tight race, too. But maybe he looks like he might pull that one out, right?
It's still not, they can't call the race yet.
Yeah.
But
right.
He is so far in the lead.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, let's look at the House. I'm looking at these numbers here. So again, this is earlier this morning. Republicans do seem to be able to retake control of the House. Not the margin that they had predicted. I think there are too many close races, so they have, 435 seats up for grabs, and so far, the Republicans have 199 seats, 20 races yet to be called, so you got to have 218 seats for a majority. How does that work? 435, yeah, right. 217 would be 434. Okay, got it. Thank you. The math still works. Let's see here. In New Jersey, Representative Malinkowski lost to Tom Keene. Tom Keene. Wasn't he the governor? Or is this the son of the governor? There was a governor in New Jersey named Keene, or Kane. They spell it Keene, but they pronounce it Kane. Yeah. All right, anyway. So if the House flips, Democrats keep control of the chamber between now and January 3rd when the new session begins. What kind of mayhem is that going to create, you would wonder, right? Listen. It'll be politics as usual. 36 states had governor's races. Let's see, in Oregon, the Democrat and the Republican have not been able to figure out who's the winner Yet DeSantis easily won in Florida. We knew about that. Greg Abbott won in Texas. Let's see here. In Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer beat her opponent. Let's see here. In Arizona, good. Carrie Lake is losing to the Secretary of State. I think Carrie Lake is. Oh, but she's going to claim that it was stolen from her, right? She's a.
It's going to be interesting how that all
disgrace.
Goes.
Disgrace. Yeah. Let's see. Shapiro beat the Republican Mastriano in Pennsylvania. You get that pretty much wrapped up. Oh, look at the. I wanted to talk about. I wish Jennifer were here. In the L.A. mayoral race, Rick Caruso is ahead of Karen Bass by 2 points. They haven't counted all the ballots yet. But what was it? Who was it? Katy Perry that created the hubbub because she said she voted for Rick Caruso?
Yeah, she posted a photo voting for him.
You know what? I don't have much use for him, but anything that disrupts the status quo in Southern California, especially if it's a Republican, even though Caruso is a Democrat and he changed parties, anything that shakes up the Democratic stranglehold with the idiotic thoughts that these people have there is good, as far as I'm concerned. And then again, the election deniers that lost pretty much across the board, the gubernatorial races, I'm looking at most of these. I've gone through, I think, more of them than not. Kristi Noem of South Dakota claimed on Twitter that Trump was fighting a rigged election system, and there were issues, she said, in South Dakota, so now she can complain about that. Mm-hmm. Chris Pappas wins re-election in New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District, keeping the swing seat in Democratic hands. So at first, I said a couple of hours ago, Caroline Leavitt had won, but she didn't. Apparently, as the votes kept coming in. So, all right, there I have a little election noodling. 18 after, this is good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Three at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, getting away from politics and world affairs to dig into social media. On the Good Day program, our number one celebrity in the focus right now is Ryan Reynolds. It's like that name, Ryan Reynolds, who, along with his wife, Blake Lively, what an interesting name that is expecting their fourth child. So what's that going to do to his career? We'll find out what he thinks it's going to do to his career after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel. And it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with a DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it, MyPillow.com. What is going on here, Jay? Ryan Reynolds, who's done a lot of his own stunts, he is like Tom Cruise in that respect. Likes to do his own stuff, but it's dangerous. And if you're the parent of four children and you're 46 years old, maybe you give it a second thought, especially some of those fight scenes. Remember not just Deadpool, but the movies that he did with Sam Jackson. Those two, what was it, the bodyguard?
Oh, Hitman's bodyguard. Yeah, and Hitman's wife's bodyguard.
Right.
He was pretty physical in The Adam Project. I mean, he's so straight up. He's a lovable guy, and rom-com love it, but he is also an action star. And he's had 12 broken bones. He just had his seventh surgery, three girls, a fourth child on the way, and he said that it really makes him think. He's 46, and he wants to be able to play with his children. He wants to be able to be active with them and doesn't want to get hurt on the job, and then that takes away from his dadding stuff. So he's kind of like, I'm really this fourth child on the way, and my age, really starting to think all of these action things and doing my own stunts. I might have to pull in a more involved stunt double.
It used to be, and I don't know if it still is. I should ask somebody I know that's an actor. You get paid more if you did the stunts yourself. I don't know whether that was, that isn't why Cruise does it, and I'm guessing that's not why he does it. It's just one of those challenges you like to be able to overcome and make the movie more authentic. I remember seeing an interview with that guy from Better Call Saul, Odenham, wasn't that his name? Who was in a movie called No One or Nobody, and he talked about what it took to do. There was a scene in a bus where he had a fight with a bunch of guys in a gang, and it took him a week to film that that part of the movie because there's so much involved, and he got hit in the head a couple of times. You know, that's it. You can only fake so much of that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it actually does happen, like where someone's throwing a punch and somebody moves the wrong way and they do get hit. And sometimes it makes it into the film because it was a lot better than
the film. Yeah, better. Blake Lively doesn't do any stunts, though, does she, for her movies? I don't think she does.
I don't believe so. I don't think she really has any stunts in her films.
No. She needs to have a hamburger, though. She looks too skinny to me.
She looks fantastic. Okay, with that baby four on the way.
Baby four. It's 28 after. This is Doug Steffens. Good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The tallies from the midterm elections continue in America. Here's where we stand in the Pennsylvania senatorial race. John Fetterman has projected to be the winner over Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I never expected that we were going to turn these red counties blue, but we did what we needed to do.
Republican J.D. Vance wins the Senate seat in Ohio. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp retains his seat in the Peach State. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be the next governor of Arkansas. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida and Greg Abbott in Texas will continue in their roles.
We have rewritten the political map. thank you for honoring us with a win for the ages.
Tropical Storm Nicole has intensified and was very close to hurricane strength while it's heading towards the Atlantic side of the southern Florida coast. USA Radio News.
I'll second guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
At the hour now, the world is our oyster, as some people say, and it is really kind of a neat thing to have all the things going on in the world that we can talk about, all the people, the events of the day, the issues of the day. One of the issues is the tropical storm. John Harper from our affiliate WMEL joining us in a few minutes to give us an update on the evacuations, how messy it was, what the voting was like yesterday there under the influence of the storm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But first, as they say, but first, the good news has to do with the farm and with family and food. Here's the story of a youngster, literally a teenager, who took over the family farm after his father had a stroke. How about that? This was
incredible.
This is a young girl studying agriculture. Hadn't really been involved in the farm until her dad got sick. Her dad now is back to milking and looking after the cows. But she's there doing it as well. 100 cows, sheep, that sort of thing. And big following on Instagram. Have you been following her? Is that where you came up with this? Imagine the responsibility of
a
teenager.
I found this on a farm news site. And absolutely incredible. She's in Wales. And obviously, growing up on the farm, she knows a lot of what to do, but without hesitation, her family needed her. Her dad needed her to step in, and she is a boss.
And she's doing it on another farm, so she's working for somebody in another farm, and then she's doing it on her own farm as well. That's pretty amazing, don't you think? I think that's her day begins.
It's incredible.
Imagine starting your day going over, you're going to milk 70 cows, take care of 30 sheep, and then you go to your own farm and milk 100 cows and take care of your sheep. Wow. Big deal. She has 5,000 followers on Instagram. She says she also uses Facebook and Twitter to connect with people. I'd like to follow her. I've got her name here. I think I'd like to see what she's doing on the farm. I'm just circling her name. With the luck I've had lately on Facebook, I probably will never find her. But at any rate, her name is Sigrid. Isn't that her name?
Sigrid, yeah, that's how I would say it. Yeah, Sigrid Isaf.
Yeah, okay. Good. So there's something that's really quite good. There's a new study today suggesting the Earth has gone through mass extinction. Not one, not twice, not three times, not four times, but at least five times in the last 550 to 600 million years. Remember, the Earth has been around for 10 times that, but the top five extinction circumstances were in what you define extinction by losing oxygen. That's how things die, because there's no oxygen. So something happens to disrupt the planet's flow of air. So these geobiologists have looked at the mass extinction. Actually, it may have been 635 million years ago. They can't quite pinpoint it, but they know that what goes hand in hand with extinction is global oxygen. When you're choked out, you can't breathe, that's the end of everything on the planet.
So this is being done at dramatic.
It really is. So, hi, Mac. There's Mac. Hi, Mac.
He agrees. He's like, that's just wrong.
Right. It is wrong. 80% of all of the animals that ever lived on the Earth have been destroyed in an event like this. In other words, they didn't, you know, we're so worked up about all these people. And I get the good intentions, but, you know, enough is enough already with some of this, the habitat, you've got to save this horny toad and all that other stuff. Hey, when it comes down to brass tacks, they're not going to survive. We won't survive. The odds are against it. No matter what's on the planet, it gets destroyed about every 100 million years. The most recent,
except for cockroaches, it seems.
Yeah, it seems, yeah. The most recent event was 65 to 70 million years ago when all the dinosaurs were destroyed. So we're due for one in another 30, 35 million years. Because it's been pretty, if you look at the info that was published today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, this is all peer-reviewed stuff. The professor in the Department of Geosciences named Mary Drosser, she is also affiliated with the University of California, Riverside. Anyway, that's not important to the story. The story is that we're all worked up about global warming and that sort of thing. What you ought to be worried about is deoxygenation events. And that's really what will change global warming isn't going to ruin the planet, nor is it going to kill the population. What it's going to do is change where people live. That's what it'll do. It'll change where people and animals survive. You know, everything changes. And if you understand the history of the planet, and you look at some of the early geological studies, you see, for example, that South America and Africa were one at one point in time in the history of the planet, probably a billion or 2 years ago. And over the years, they've separated across because of the global plates underneath the ocean and underneath the continents. They change. That's what causes the, you know, the whole business about the Arctic and the cold weather and what happened with the mountain ranges. That was only like 18 or 20,000 years ago when all that took place. Along, you know, it's just amazing how things change. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, the fact that all the continents used to be just one specific continent.
Yeah.
What was it? The supercontinent.
The stock markets closed better yesterday. A couple of indications. I said earlier that the food, the price of food stabilized in October. No increase in costs of food over the previous month. Same thing. The stock market is up 0.6 of a point. That often happens when there's an election. That kind of stuff usually has impact there. All right. So a quick update on the war. And then we need to get John in here. The Ukrainian president, Mr. Zelensky, says he'd be open to negotiations with Russia with conditions including the return of land, future acknowledgement of sovereignty, and not having to deal with Putin. And then on top of that, it seems that Sean Penn has gone out. He has been sanctioned by Russia. You can't come to our country anymore because he criticized the war in Ukraine. So he's given, I don't know if you saw this or not. I don't know if this is interesting. He's been very active in Ukraine. He gave his Oscar to Zelensky.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to him, you keep it. It's symbolic, but I'm a winner, so you're a winner now. You've got it. When you win the war, fly back to Los Angeles, come visit me at my house in Malibu, and give me back.
you return it to me when you finish this thing.
Yeah, finish the war, give me it back again. So it's good luck, hopefully. All right, 42 past the hour. Let's bring John in here to give us an update on Tropical Storm Nicole. Maybe up to hurricane status. Let's find out. John, thank you as usual for being my friend and being a frequent visitor here and always being dependable. So what's the situation there this morning along the Space Coast?
Well, good morning, Doug and Jen. And the situation is keep your eyes to the skies here for the next 24 hours. Nicole is still a tropical storm, expected to increase to a Category 1 storm by early this afternoon. This is a massive storm, Doug, but in no way is it to be considered like a Hurricane Ian that we experienced 5 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. This, however, has a massive wind system associated with it, with wind gusts stretching out to tropical storm force wind from 400 miles from the center of the storm. So it is a huge one in that regard. As far as rain, we're expecting probably 4 to 5 inches with landfall at the moment, ground zero, somewhere around Vero Beach. Now, that could vary somewhat here over the next several hours, but at the moment, that's what we're hearing. Vero Beach is ground zero. But the big story associated with this storm, Doug, is the fact that the erosion along the beaches, basically the eastern seaboard from Fort Lauderdale at the moment all the way up to Jacksonville, and then we're going to get into Georgia, South Carolina, and then as this storm moves inland, causing other problems there. But this is massive for a beach erosion situation, and already we're starting to see signs of that. So that's going to be a huge problem in that regard.
Yep. All right, so how do you deal with it? What do people do in terms of not necessarily going crazy, boarding everything up, but staying cool, calm, and collected? What's the thought process that you advise for people?
Well, I think, Doug, in some cases, people know the drill at this point as far as what to prepare for, as far as the necessary needs in their home for their families, whether it be water, food, things like that. There has not been any panic associated with this that I've witnessed over the last day. It seems like it's pretty much business as usual, but for the most part, people are staying home today. Orlando International, for example, is closing at 4 o'clock this afternoon,
yeah.
And the theme park attractions in the Orlando metro area, they as well are closing around 4 o'clock today. So those preparations are in place, and it's being advised that people just kind of hunker down, stay in place, don't venture out. Power lines could be down. You could be stepping into an area of water that could be hot due to those power lines down. So just be aware of things like that. Don't go out driving. Trees could be falling, but play it safe and use some common sense.
Yep. All right. So that's interesting to hear those bits and pieces. And Vero Beach is the home of not necessarily a competitor of yours. WTTB has been carrying this program almost as long as you've been carrying it at your station. So but there, we have plenty of connections on the coast. So it's good to know.
I might mention, Doug, that Artemis 1, the rocket, is still on the launch pad 39B at the Kennedy Space Center, and apparently NASA is electing not to move it back to the vehicle assembly building, so they've been advised that this storm, this hurricane, when it reaches Florida, will not be affecting as much as originally thought the area of the Kennedy Space Center.
It's a little south, it looks like. So anyway, the bottom line is here, as it moves up the coast, it's going to affect the northeast, it looks like, Friday night into Saturday. And on its way up, it's going to leave a lot of raindrops, keep falling on lots of people's heads. Thank you, John. John Harper, WMEL, on the latest with Tropical Storm Nicole in the focus here at 48 past the hour.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You could also dunk them in nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a metamorphosis occurs.
We could have a little more volume on that, James, but I think we get the point. All right, time at 53 after the hour for Movie Moments. And whatever we can find in Chucker's mind that we can celebrate with regard to whatever experiences we are having. I actually was on television last night watching a stream on Paramount, The Good Fight. I haven't seen that show for a couple of years. I liked it, and I found it last night because everything on the regular television channels was the election crap.
And so you're learning the stream.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I liked it.
Yeah. I like it.
All right, so why'd we play the Hulk there?
Because this day, well, it's a birthday of interest. Lou Ferrigno born this day, 1951, 71 years old. He played the Hulk in the TV show on CBS, which started airing in 1977. Bill Bixby was the star. I like that show. I mean, it's interesting because that show came out 1 year before Superman the movie, and really was one of the reasons, I guess, that people started to see, okay, superheroes on a TV screen or a movie screen can work to some effect. It was a solid show because it was very simple in nature. What they did is they basically follow the same format as the Fugitive TV show with a superhero character. So it was sort of simple, stupid in storytelling, but Bill Bixby was awesome. And Lou Ferrigno, a lot of fun every time he turned into the Hulk. Instead of CGI, they just painted a muscle dude green, Doug, so it worked.
Right. So now there's the incredible She-Hulk. Have you seen
that? Disney Plus. That's, I've seen parts of it. I got to be honest, I don't watch a lot of the Disney superhero streaming stuff. I just have not got into it. But Disney did release their quarterly report. They now have 164 million subscribers on Disney Plus worldwide. Having said that, they are still, as of this point, not profitable. They say we'll be profitable 2024. But that's a lot of time, effort, and a ton of money into an entity that... even with all those subscribers, is still bleeding, not profitable.
Yeah. All right, speaking of profit, I'm looking at some projections, advanced ticket sales. After yesterday or last night, 45 million in advanced box office ticket sales for Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Is it that much? I mean, that's,
We'll see. 45 minutes.
It's going to be. It's going to open big. It opens tomorrow night. You know, normally movies open Friday, but they all open Thursday night. It's good for theaters. You know, AMC CEO in their quarterly report said that the problem with the theater profits and attendance is not post-COVID. It's not people being scared to go to the movies, so on and so forth. It's the fact that they just need the studios to make more movies being released into theaters. Now, that is a situation or problem that's a lot easier said than solved. The question is, are they going to do it? He says next year will be 20 to 30% more movies in theaters, but I still think the investment is so heavily ingrained in streaming that we're never really going to get back totally pre-COVID to what they need, but hopefully it will get better. Because I do agree, that is the main problem, because I help run a small movie theater. We need more movies that play in theaters with marketing campaigns that intrigue people to get in their car, drive out to theaters, and get back to going to the movies in the habit they did a few years ago.
Wow. I just think they're just applying their creativity to one segment of the audience, and that's just, I think that's a horrifying either admission of defeat because they can't come up with good scripts because they don't want to pay for them, or they're just chasing the buck, which is their job to a point.
I don't, you know,
but you got to look down the road.
It's a good question because I still think it's easier to produce a movie to put in movie theaters and hit big than it is to just gain subscribers and then have a budget of how much content you're going to put on your streaming service minus how much people are going to pay per month. I don't know if they really have the answer. This is some form of an experimentation. Some other movie news of interest, Avatar 2, which hits theaters December, is 190 minutes in running time. That is 3 hours and 10 minutes, Doug. That's a pretty long set.
Long movie. All right, Chugger, thanks. 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.